and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Join Pastor Karen Wee Damilola Gabriel of Menorah School of the Spirit World as he heralds the revelation of the gospel of the kingdom and infuses him with the Godhead. Be blessed as you listen.
Some of you are looking at your friends. It's not the time to do that. It's the time for you to look unto God again. Look unto God again. Many of you must be standing here by the next meeting to do your testimonies. You are not just an onlooker. You are not a spectator. You are a partaker. You must be standing here on Saturday, coming week, and also give your own testimony. It's not the time to be silent. It's not the time to be observing the aces. Okay? It's the time to pray. It's not the time for distraction. Is this how you are going to pray today? Some of you are serious already. Is this how you are going to pray today? Let your hunger rise. Yes, God bless you. Let your hunger rise. There will be supernatural manifestations here. The glory of God is risen in this place. Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Those of you at the back, don't be quiet. Ensure you are crying to the Lord. Ensure you are talking. Yes. Yes, that's it. That's it. That's it. It's good you pray better than the last time you prayed. Pray better. Pray better. Let your hunger rise. Let your hunger rise. I beg you today, don't be silent. I know what I saw. I know what the Lord said to me. It will only happen over those who are prayerful. Those who can connect to the portal that heaven has opened. Kenele soilebo kopalia patoma. Saide mena kopa. Iruko alaba tsunama. Ekobe kaparus kilabaru shalibata. Aile me kome, sainamo, paraba, ida me kome na saile, iguna baru shalibatoma, azuzu, eto, parata, ila mo kome, esole bolo kome laba, aikana, isailo me kome, Ayabosa, ilabana soki mandaya. Those of you at the back, I'm looking at you. You better be serious with your destiny. This is a matter of life and destiny. It's a matter of life and destiny. As you are praying, remember your family. Remember your challenges. They are going to crumble. Your father is coming out. Your mother is coming out. You are coming out of that error. As you are praying, every form of self-inflicting reality that the devil has pronounced over your destiny, the Lord is destroying them. As you are praying, addictions are giving way. Addictions are giving way. Addictions are giving way. Addictions are giving way. Emele patosolonia. Shabara kohandia. Eske potobi. Aria kapala. Esunamande. Eko teto bele bele bo. Ariato. Asma. Ika bala bo. Evale manana bale. Ika le manana bale. Aiko bela bala bo. Iki na baru. Esa la bara. Esa la bara. Esa la. Ika bala bo. Esa te 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 lebo. Eruata. Eruata.
We come knocking for encounters. We can't eat so sapa. I've been on the road. I'm 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 on the
road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I'm on the road. I' Kobanabo, Esa Kopalia, Kepotopo, Ata, 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 Shalabalabato, Keposefalabatoa. Hallelujah. Can I talk to you? See, this is a matter of life and destiny. If you are handling camera, you better pray. Hello? If you are playing instrument, you better pray. I know what I saw. And God is my witness. Every time I see in the spirit, something must happen. So it's not a time to joke. Whatever you are doing, you better pray. You better pray. If you are in the cubicle, you better pray. You are handling cameras, you better pray. It's a matter of life and destiny. Nobody should be an onlooker. Don't look at the minister. All you are doing is to pray. Contend for your destiny. Contend for your destiny. Contend for your destiny. This is a solution hour. Ale copato pele paru. Sile cobina tapuli. Tessa potombe. Eshala. Eruka. 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 Sate. Kemana matosi labata. I love a camboro. A parapoto pela copia. Ki parapatos ki le vera devo colia pata. Ike papa popopopopo le kepa. Kaili baru tampu. Eske polo pogi. Eske I am seeing the sign now. I am seeing the sign. Yes. Yes. I can see the sign. Hey! 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 Yes! 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 The hour has come. The hour has come. Some of you are praying well. Hello! Hello! Come Bosco! Echo! Elbow! Elebo! Arata! Shati! Elkapata! Eluka! 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 Sha! 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 Kapa! Any money! Can you lift up your right hand? The Lord just said to me to pray for somebody. Lift up your right hand. We have menorah this coming week. This coming week, right? I hear the Lord say to me, listen, everyone that has promised you and they have not fulfilled it. I just heard the Lord say that. I don't know the person I'm speaking with. But the Lord said to me that before this coming menorah, I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, the Lord will push them into the place of unrest. Amen. Is that your loudest amen? Yeah. Until they remember you, they will not rest. Amen. Shout a louder amen. Amen. Penako saliharuan de basolia. Antabarusi lahai kom benafasalio. Let me announce you, this is Menorah, the home of the supernatural. The Lord is working supernatural things out of men in this place. Amen. You know, imagine that somebody didn't attend, she didn't write an exam, and she saw the results. That's not... You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God who opens the eyes no man can show. Oh, you're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God of everything, no one like you. You're not a man. You're not a man, no. You're not a man. You're the God. No man can show. You're not a man. You're the God of everything. No man. Say, no one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you, is it? No one like you. No one like you, Abba Father. No one like you, Allah de Wura. You're the God of everything.
No one like you.
Say, no one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you. No one like you. No one like you. Baba, Kabalo, Matana, Mako. Lift up your two hands. Listen, everything called impossibility in your destiny. I speak with this mouth that I used to pray. I stand in my office in the spirit. Everyone listen to me. Every impossibility becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hand, everything
becomes
possible. When you hold
my hand.
Things.
Everything becomes possible.
When you hold my hand, say
everything becomes possible.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Look at me, Mayor, rise up. Somebody please stay behind me. I saw an angel of the Lord with a scepter right before you. The Lord says to me to tell you that there's a layer of authority is bringing you into. Rise up, don't worry. Rise up. I want to release that impartation. Holy Ghost, with these eyes that I used to see in the spirit, let this scepter. You know, I just looked up and I saw it. Let this scepter, let it come upon him like fire. Let him enter into the next dimension of authority that you have programmed for your destiny by the power of the Holy Ghost. Help him. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of my Kabarosia la Patandis. E parusha la bakote adazai. Ke paradon sapali koparia. Kibarabosa hambi. You will never remain the same again. I'm speaking to him, but God bless you that you are connected. Wait. There's a young, listen to me. There's a young lady here. I have to pray for you urgently. Because I began to see in the spirit that when you were coming up, you were abused. And that has been tainting you. Sometimes, when you remember it, it has brought a lot of burden upon your heart. And what I'm seeing is that I began to see that a demonic spirit has been deployed to begin to oppress you. And that's why sometimes you feel this uncontrollable appetite to enter into error. And what I'm seeing is bad. I don't like giving expression to, but I have to pray for you before we leave this place. If you are not shy, please run out. Be very fast. Be very fast. There's a young lady. Be very, very fast. Let me pray for you. God bless you, ma'am. Kabarado shalabatasia. Emparusia latako balatiasas. Mandabaru shalkabarusia taba. The grace of God is upon my life, and I see in the spirit. I hear in the spirit. Mantabarado sialataka bolodiastas. You move mountains, you cause worlds to fall with your power, you perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible, and we stand in here only because you made, and we stand in. Only because you made a way, you made a way. Don't know how, but today you made a way. Don't know how, but today you made a way. When I back, where gaze the world, and it looks as if it was.
And we stand in here only because you made a way.
You move mountains, you cause worlds to fall with your power, you perform miracles. Can I be upstanding? The Lord even told me the person. But I will not talk now. I just heard it. I stood up. Marco Seliverhadiash. I speak over you. This demonic oppression loitering around you, I command in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, that you are free.
Amen.
Do you believe what I'm saying to you? you are free.
Amen.
I'm looking at you and I'm looking at a very bright destiny. Look at me. I'm looking at, where did you come from? No, where did you come from today? Cotton? Okay. I'm looking at you. I'm seeing a great destiny. I don't know if you know, but I will tell you if you don't know, that you are going to mentor people. Are you aware of that? Oh, you are aware? Okay. Because as I'm looking at you in the spirit, I'm seeing ladies around you. And I saw you mentoring them. And the Lord said to me to tell you that though your beginning may be small, yet your greater end should greatly increase. All that you went through, all the emotional traumas that you went through, is to prepare you for a great destiny. Are you following me now? The devil has failed. Don't cry. It's not a good time to cry. But don't be ashamed of your tears. Just forgive. Let go. Okay? Let go. Have we agreed that you are going to let go? Lord, I offer my life to you. Everything I've been through,
use it for your glory.
Don't cry. Are you connected to Brother Toby? Right? Okay. Your church? Okay. Am I wasting your time? The same thing you said last time. I pray for you. The Lord will raise your horn like the horn of the unicorn. He will establish your feet upon high places. Your legs will be like the legs of the ants. Oh my Jesus. I feel a very strong anointing. You do mighty things. Very strong anointing. Help her.
Yeah!
Help her.
You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name.
And you carry a great destiny. That I will see you. Please let her see me. So I don't waste time. My God. What I'm saying is massive. Please see him. Let her see me. Okay? Go ahead and sing.
You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name. You do mighty things. You do glorious things. You're a faithful God. Awesome is your name.
I'm taking my time to do all of these things lately at Menorah because God instructed me that we need to settle lives. You don't just come here and listen to the word. Your life must be settled. And how will the Lord work that? He will work that supernaturally. And that's what you have been seeing. That God has been working destinies of men. How? Supernaturally. Because this is our season. If you don't know, it's our season of what?
Supernatural.
Please say it louder.
The supernatural.
And so I beg you that believe the impossible and dare the impossible. Are you following me?
that it is possible that you have lost years and God will restore it in one day. Are you following me? It is possible you have lost time. You have lost money. You have lost everything around you. And God comes and says that I will change your life for the better. This is the season we are in. And please don't take it for granted. Please. I want to crave your indulgences. There's a young man here. You are into ministry. I'm not talking about those that I know. This person, I don't think I know you. Not you. I know Sarah Mayo. Any other person here, there's a young person here. You are into ministry. You have a platform. Where are you? Please come. I know it's you. Do I know you before, sir? You provide the fire, I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide the spirit, I will open up inside. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. I wander on over. I wander on over. Fill me up.
Fill me up.
Hey, hey, hey.
I overflow.
Akabala kosi akapa. Akabala bala boko kara biapa. Hey, fill me up.
Fill
me up. Till I overflow.
Till I overflow.
I wander on over.
I wander on over.
I want to run. Oh, fill me up.
Fill me up.
Abba.
Till I overflow.
El amoco de balapala.
Oh,
apreto sabala tombe. Fill me up, Lord. Abarando salibato. Imana bala salamo. Much grace upon your destiny. Ask your mother. Because I saw that from the womb, there has been prophecy over your destiny. And I look at you, I see the ark. That's what I'm seeing in my vision. I'm seeing an ark. It's funny. But the ark entered into you. Your intimacy, you should understand. The ark did what? Entered into you. The ark is the representative of Jesus in the new covenant. And the Lord says to say to you that the only thing it requires of you is to be faithful. You have been looking at me. And you say, I celebrate God over his life. Is that true? Yes, I know. And you didn't just come. You came hungry. You want to touch something. Because there are things that you have been seeing. Am I saying the truth? Yeah, I know. And the Lord said that you are not going back home the same. Ah, Shabalakosia. You will carry tangible realities of the spirit. He will give you a mouth and a wisdom which none of your adversary can gainsay nor resist. Listen to me. You are going to bring your family out of carnage. Because I see your own rising. Your sheep, don't cry. I don't know, I'm seeing my cousin here. But he's not here. Who is Timothy? Because I'm seeing him. And is there anybody like that? Is there, please be very fast. Or you know somebody like that? Okay. Wow. Brother Ethan, please come. Sorry. I don't know why I'm seeing this vision in my heart. Okay, please. Sorry, I need us to do a chain prayer now, please. We are still going to do a chain prayer. I just saw his vision. Do you know the Timothy I'm talking about? Not my cousin. I just saw. I'm thinking maybe someone else here is bearing that name. But please, join your hands together, please. Hasha Barosia. We want to raise judgment against the wiles of the devil over his life. You don't know the person, but there are people who know the person here. Because I just saw something. And I'm not a prophet of doom. We are saying we are raising judgment over the attack of darkness in his life. This is not the place that we say in Jesus' name 3 times. Holy Ghost 7 times. Okay? It's not the place. So if you are waiting for that, shout Jesus. Ashabalakatua. Jesus will destroy this. Kobara Sanamante. Palikatavadosia. Ah. Shambala Katabarusia. Barakato Salebera Katolia. Lord, we counsel this. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Shatabo Elimokom Bazali Iku Baratando Sala Batoma. Beleke Paroto Besa. You are praying for him, you are praying for yourself too. You are praying for your family. You are praying for him, you are praying for yourself, you are praying for your family. Ashalabarakote balatondia. Askabaratika patosia. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You know, in our last meeting, he was sitting here, right? You sat together with him somewhere. Okay, bring him. You and Aaron. But you know he drives, right? Oh, don't worry.
I will not use my mouth to say. But we cancel the agenda of darkness. Amen. You know, in the last meeting, I called Esther. I was telling you this outside, right? And it played out. It played out. But she overcame. He will also overcome.
Amen.
No power of darkness, no scheme of hell will be able to thrive over anyone here and him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My brother, ministry is going to prosper in your hands. Please pray for me. Please pray. Oh, you also held hands. Thank you. Sorry about that. Ministry is going to prosper in your hands. But the Lord sent to me to tell you that there's something required of you, and it is faithfulness. Okay? Can we see? Let me see you. I want to tell you sensitive things that I don't want to say openly. Okay. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Shortly, we are going to sit down to listen to the word. King of kings, Lord of lords, you reign above all. King of kings.
King of kings.
Lord of lords.
Lord of lords, you reign above all.
King of kings.
King of kings.
The whole church, let's sing together.
Lord of lords,
you reign.
King of kings,
Lord of lords,
Lord of lords, you reign.
Hey,
above all,
King of kings,
Lord of lords,
you reign.
Above all,
King of kings,
Lord of lords,
you reign.
Above all.
Your name
expands. Your name
expands.
Above all.
So we sing.
Your name
expands. Hey, you reign above all. So we sing.
Hey,
you reign
above all. Yeah.
na 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 that he wants to heal. You hear me? He said he's going to give us a sneak peek into what he intends to do. Because he said to me, he said, the first meeting of Menorah in the month of June is harvest of healings and miracles. I heard that very clearly. Harvest of what? Healings and miracles. There is a miracle in this place with my name on. There is a breakthrough in this place with my name. If you are sick in your body, place your hand there now. Anywhere. Anywhere. Please let me increase the volume. Let me increase it. Healing angels are here. Place your hand there. Right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. You are going to check yourself instantly. Wait, wait. Some of you that needs to go back to the hospital to check, please go back. You are coming back here to appreciate the Lord. Your testimony will be the first. Are you me? If you can check yourself right now, check and come and, if the Lord has done anything in your life after the prayer, just wave your hands and come outside. Please pass. And those that cannot check now, please check later and come back and testify. Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, everyone with one ailment or the other in your body system, either it is heart palpitation, migraine, any pains in your body, growth in your body, I command by the power of the Holy Ghost, let such disappear now. Amen. Can you say louder, amen? Amen? If you are following us online, also join us to do the same. Place your hand anywhere. I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, let sickness flee out of your body system. Amen. I command the pain to go now. Amen. I command the pain to go now. Amen. I command it, my God. My God. There's someone here with sharp pain, and it has been doing you for some time now. The Lord said you have been healed. Check yourself, you have been sharp pain. Check your body system. Lower abdominal pain. Ulcer has just melted away. Migraine has just gone now. Back pain has just gone now. Kabbalah salapatuwalia. There's someone here, your mother has diabetes. The Lord said to me that He's sending His word. I want to say the message should come out because there's an instruction. Hi. There's a lot of work to do. If your mother is suffering from diabetes, can I see your hand? You? Yeah. So, this smell is even in my body. The Bible will say, Aram Minnesota. Wow. Okay, that's good.
I will see you. It's an instruction. Please check your body system. Check your pain. Check your pain. Check your pain. Check it. I said you check your pain. Check where the pain is. I worship you. Can you sing that song, brethren? Crying secret tears. The Lord is wiping away your tears. Amen. Weeping may endure but for a night, but joy comes in the morning. As you are returning back here, I decree you are coming back with joy. I heard good news. I heard good news. If you are the one that is happening to, shout good news. Shout it louder and better.
Good news.
Shout it greater and louder.
Good news.
Alagbara, you are the mighty God. Eyi le tobi je, you are the glorious God. Alagbara,
Alagbara,
yes you are.
You are the mighty God.
Eyi le tobi
je, you are the glorious God.
Alagbara. Your power flow. Let your healing come.
In this place,
we call for signs and wonders. In this place, let your presence show. In this place, yeah. Hold on me. Your blessing will I see. Just like the day, just like the day when power passes. Your power remains the same. Yes, you never. Hey, Fia Barrero. Fia Barrero. Hey, Fia Barrero. Be joyful, be joyful. Be joyous in this house. Oh, Yama.
Oh, Yama.
Alagbara. All of God, you love. Let Alagbara. Can you sing that song?
Oh, I love you. Hey.
are the
glorious
Alabama.
Alabama.
Hey.
You are the mighty God.
Hey, you are the glorious God. You are the glorious God.
Kosa Gbara. Toda Biti Jesu. Kosa Gbara. are the lion and the lamb. The world's on the fire. Forever you remain. You remain the same. You are the lion and the lamb. The world of the Father. Forever you remain. You remain the same. Who is like us?
Who is like us?
Ah, nobody.
The word of the Father.
Forever you remain the
same. Forever you remain.
Just
say,
yes, you are.
You're the lion and the lamb. The word of the Father. Forever you remain. The same.
Yeah, man. Everyone. For marriage, everyone that's your sister is due for marriage. I decree, I just saw an angel came in with a wedding gown. I speak under the unction of the Holy Ghost. The Lord will locate you.
Amen.
I'm not talking to you, you are still small. Amen. Don't worry, you are just starting life. But help them to say amen. If you want to marry, or if you are not interested, you can keep mute. You have your mentor here. Are you following me now? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We have Apostle Paul in the house. So we keep praying for them. But I see this in the spirit. I speak by the power of the Holy Ghost. Everyone due for marriage, or your family member is due for marriage, I speak authoritatively under the power of the Holy Ghost. Before the month of September, let miracles happen.
Amen.
Let miracles happen.
Amen.
You see, you are returning back here this week with tangible testimonies.
Amen.
Every one of you who just married, please run out. Run out. I was in my place, in the place of my meditation, and the Lord showed me a vision. I will not say it. I will only pray for you. Church, can you stretch your hand towards this one? It's not a good thing that you are standing. You don't honor God. Or you think you are kneeling before me. Can we pray? Stretch your hand and say, every siege of darkness over these lives that intends to frustrate them, let the siege be lifted. Do you understand that prayer? I beg you, let me kneel down for you. Please pray this prayer well. I beg you. I know what I saw. Please, I beg you. You can see I'm kneeling down. You can see I'm kneeling down. Please pray for them. Please pray for them. Your own time will come too.
We break every
seed. Hey! We break it. Every embargo, we lift them.
Hey!
Silence! Silence!
We break your
Esule malo
Ira sasule Edun de ketule Asus zafie de ketombe na kapua. We break
Habele Saimina kumbalu
Shakapatos kapariata Ikadesh kapaduate Engom process.
Hallelujah.
Shapole asombete.
You know, the Lord has sent me today to bring solution to lives. I don't know if I will still teach. But we will never be the same.
We've lost your grace. Our life must change.
We will never be the same.
We will never be the same.
We've
lost your grace. Our life must change.
We will never.
We will never be the same.
We've lost
your grace.
My life must change.
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 We will never
be the same.
Give up, give up, give up, give up. I go back to my roots, my dear. The Lord said to me that He's releasing miracle jobs. Yes, I heard it. Please, always, when I speak words, I don't speak, I hear and I speak. I just heard it. And it will be shocking to you. The way the Lord will network you. Some of you are done serving. But there's nothing yet. I speak under the authority of the Spirit of the Living God. That for your sake, angels will move. Hey! Shout a louder amen. All of you rise up, rise up. All of you rise up. Ensure that your hand is connected in a circular form. Everybody, connect. Your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory might come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong, my mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates. Hallelujah. Every siege upon your destinies, I speak authoritatively. if I have found grace in the sight of the Lord, that this siege, say loud, amen, is broken by fire. Imarama to the Lamb
who sits on the throne.
Imarama to the Lamb who sits on the throne.
Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. You are mighty. You are glorious, Yahweh. You are mighty.
You are mighty. You are glorious, Yahweh.
Imarama
to the Lamb who sits on the throne.
Ayabala.
Imarama.
Lord, if you have called me to be over this world, I'm breaking this
seat.
Listen to me. Wait. Everyone going to report you, the Lord will shut their influence down. I am hungry in my spirit. I don't understand, I know. Everyone going to report you, I decree the Lord will shut down their influence.
Amen.
And what the Lord has proposed for you all will be supernaturally achieved. Supernaturally achieved. He that goeth forth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come back with rejoicing, because those that sow in tears, they shall reap in joy. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream it. Then were their mouth filled with laughter, and their tongues will sing. Am patombe salah, ikuba anto ko asalabo ungaza, ikube kebu kebune aparu esuluka idadunka ma esurubaru alamba kupa iru kokumbiza asha ashala ikuba esunemo ogo arabu esalubi esu aka iru atamo ata ishalabarusiata. It is settled.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Imarama.
To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Imarama. To the Lamb who sits on the throne. Imarama. To the Lamb who sits on the throne.
Hallelujah. Because of our time, I wanted to call people out who were healed, but because of our time, please, I want to crave your indulgences. As I'll be teaching God's word, open up your heart. There's something the Lord said to me lately, and so we were in Abe Okuta yesterday, and as I was ministering,
one of our fathers, Prophet Abraham, he was there. He said, when I was speaking, that I began to see eyes coming from the speaker. And he said, Lord, what is this? And he said, the Lord said that every time you speak, what did he say? It will be with sight. Confirming what the Lord said to me. See, every time I speak, there are things that I see angels moving up and down. I tell you the truth. The day I entered that dimension, the Lord spoke to me. I saw it. I have it written down. So pay attention. As I'm speaking, the things that are dead in your life, they are coming back to life.
Amen.
Because there will be activities of angels.
Amen.
Please. It's not a bad thing to respond in God's presence. Are you following me now? If the Lord, we are not the place that we cage spiritual manifestations. We don't cage it. Are you following me? If the Spirit of the Lord is moving you, allow yourself. Open up yourself to the Lord. Let Him take over. I cannot know you by myself. Unless you take
over, I cannot know you as my
Jesus.
Unless you take over,
take over,
take over,
Jesus, take over, take over, oh God. Hallelujah. So please, I beg you, ensure that you have a writing material. There is something that you must write. The Lord can speak to you beyond the minister. Ensure that you build that culture of having your Bible and having a writing material. Ideas we drop in the spirit, counsels we drop. It's a good place to always write down. Cast out that devil of laziness in your life that moribunds your writing reality. Are you following me? There's something that you must write. You can see all of them. It's compulsory. So learn that culture. I'm not seeing all of them. Okay, I can see it now. You can see them. As they are standing, they will carry paper and write. Are you following me now? It's our discipline. It's a culture that you must build. Okay? When the Lord inspires you, give the Lord the right of way to move through your vessel. Okay? There are some things that when you begin to utter them, there are tongues that when you are speaking, while teaching is going on, the Lord is making them to become your prophecy. Are you following me? Some people don't understand. You see us, we are not playing. You see, as the worship was going on, I was shouting. I was singing with the heart of joy. I was giving expression to God. It's one of the windows into sight. Are you following me now? This is not a place that they are mourning. So your face shouldn't look mournful. There's nothing like that, okay? You know, when I see some people, they just... And I'm like, what was this? If I'm prophesying to you and you're doing like this, I will leave you. Because already you are shutting down my prophecies. Are you following me? God bless you. Take your seat. Please, can you help me celebrate this great choir? No. Menorah worship team. They are the best in the world. They did me strong thing today. Glory to God forevermore. Welcome to Menorah. This is the home of the what? Say it convincingly. It's the home. Take me on, Holy Ghost. Immortality. Let's teach them.
take me on, Holy Ghost, spirituality.
You know, here you will learn songs, okay?
Take me on, Holy Ghost,
supernatural. Church, let's do it again.
Take me on, Holy
immortality.
Ghost, immortality.
Take me on,
take me on,
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
spirituality.
Spirituality.
Say, take me on. Supernatural.
Supernatural. Immortality, spirituality, supernatural.
Immortality,
spirituality, supernatural.
Immortality,
immortality, spirituality, supernatural.
Hallelujah. You know, the series that we are in, we are not in a hurry, alright? We are taking it gradually. John's Gospel chapter 3. I'm going to speak in about 30 minutes. Do I still have up to that? Yes. John chapter 3. From verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, and this is in response to Nicodemus' quest for the operations of the supernatural that he saw around Jesus. How that through the teaching office of Jesus, miracles abound. And so Nicodemus came in a quest to see how a man teaches, and they also teach, but without signs and wonders. But every time Jesus teaches, it is accompanied by great manifestations of the supernatural. And so he was so burdened to come and begin to announce the verdict of their quorum, that we have seen you as a teacher sent from above, alright, and that no man doeth this thing that thou doest except God be with him. And so Jesus, in response to the quest of Nicodemus, Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, ye must be born again. Verse 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone born of the Spirit. So we were beginning to look into this matter in our last meeting, do you remember? And I was saying to you that there are two kinds of birth. There's the natural birth, there's the spiritual birth. Alright, everyone who was born naturally, we were born into the administration or the civilization of flesh. So that every of our coordinates, every of our agenda is supervised by the flesh. Everyone born by the flesh only lives by the flesh. Why? Because that is the civilization. And that's the reality of a natural birth. So that all of your endeavors is perpetually under the angulation of the flesh. The flesh is the one running your ecosystem. When we talk about natural birth, we are talking about the frequencies of carnality. Are you following me?
What are we talking about? The frequency of carnality. That you are yet carnal. That your life is under the influence of carnality. The devil is the one that is up within your operating system. Is the one regulating your journeyings. And that's why it is expedient that a man will switch his civilization. So Jesus was invariably saying to Nicodemus that the problem with you is not because you are not proficient and you don't have prowess in teaching. You are teaching. But the problem is that your teaching is not aided by the civilization of heaven. Your teaching is aided by the flesh. Because the guy called Nicodemus is an erudite. He understood the law. He's well versed in the law. So when we talk about the knowledge of the law, is within his fabric. He understands the law in total. So the problem is not about him teaching. He could teach well. He could do exegesis. He could do interpretations of all kinds. But Nicodemus came to a point and saw that we are helpless. Because all that we are doing is not aided by the Spirit. And so when he looked at Jesus and he saw his dimension of oppression, how that when he's teaching, there's always the manifestational realities of heaven. Heaven is downloaded. It is easily and visibly seen that God is with this one. And so he came and wanted to know the powering source of this oppression. And Jesus says, the way this reality can be born or birthed is on the template of becoming a new creation, a new being. So that when you are now born of the Spirit, you can now enter into the civilization of life, where the realities of God can begin to find expression in your life perpetually. Why? Because you have now become a citizen of heaven. You are now living in Zion. And Zion is the one now running your ecosystem. Zion is the one ruling, no longer Babylon. Are you following me? So he says, except a man is born again, that man cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. And he says, whatever is born of the flesh is what? Is flesh. And whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. I'd like you to know that the God that you are serving is a spirit. Please follow me. The God that you are serving is a spirit. And spirits are not men. The ways of the Spirit are different from the ways of men. The thought pattern of the Spirit is different from the thought pattern of man. Spirit operates on an highway. Their thought pattern is higher than men. So hear God saying that my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. As the heaven is farther from the earth, so is my thoughts higher than your ways and than your thoughts and my ways higher than your ways. Are you following me now? So it means that if you want to operate with this spirit, you must come into the climb of the spirit. Because the only way you can begin to engage with a spirit is that you also become a spirit. It's a law in the spirit. The law is that father to child, spirit to spirit, father to child, spirit to spirit, lighted by a word. With your breath of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my world.
Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
Yahweh
is your name.
Breathe, Lord.
Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe.
Now, did you see that protocol? Spirit to spirit, not spirit to flesh. Why? Because the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit lusteth against the flesh. They don't cohabit. The flesh and the spirit does not have a cohabitation. That's why when you are born of God, it is expedient that you are no longer ruled by the flesh. You are no longer ruled by your impulses, by your appetite. Why? Because you have now switched realm. You are now living in a realm that is called the spirit. That's the civilization of God. Because the God that you are serving, that God is a spirit, and there is the ways of the spirit. There's the way you communicate with spirits. Spirits domiciles in a spiritual world. And the spiritual world is an higher plane than the physical world. In this physical world, what runs this environment is, it's called three-dimensional environment, right? Time, space, and matter. But in the realm of the spirit is an endless light. What runs that civilization is light. And it is endless. In Revelation 21, the Bible told us that that city shall not need the sun of the light, the light of the sun, nor the light of the moon. Why? Because God himself shall be the light thereof. Are you following me? So, when you come into the environment of the spirit, the only thing you begin to find there is the light of the glory presence of Yahweh. Everywhere God manifests, light is seen. Because he's a being of light. And that's the person you are dealing with. You are dealing with a spirit. So you must understand who a spirit is. You must also understand how a spirit communicates. That's the life of the supernatural. If you don't understand this, you don't know the way of the Lord. You don't know the way of the supernatural. Because if you want to enter into dimensions in the supernatural, you must perpetually be experiencing the frequencies of light within your ecosystem. Light must break forth out of your being. Light is synonymous to the supernatural. So, who is a spirit? A spirit is an immaterial force that is tangible. A spirit is an immaterial force that is what? Tangible.
That you don't see a spirit with your optical eyes does not mean that they are intangible. Spirits are living. They are alive. Please ensure you are right. Spirits are what? They are living. Spirit lives outside time. But their influence can also be factored within time. When men begin to give them right of way, many of the miracle signs and wonders that you see break out in our meetings is because the agencies of the spirit are at work. Angels, they are the ones working miracles. God deploys them to begin to work miracles. They are spirit, but when man begins to give them the right of way into time, they can do wondrous works. Wonders can be precipitated by them. Why? Because men gave them that influence. So, even though they look immaterial, but they are tangible. The word spirit in Hebrew is the word ruach. And the language of ruach, ruach is R-U-A-C-H. R-U-A-C-H. The language of ruach is the language of wind. Let men fly, let men fly, let the eagles arise. Let me sing that song.
Let the clouds clear, let the winds arise.
Let men fly, let men fly, let men fly, let eagles arise.
Eagles arise.
Sing it one more time.
Let the clouds clear.
Let the winds arise.
Let the winds arise.
Yes, Lord.
Let men fly.
Let men fly.
Let eagles arise.
So, ruach is wind. That's why when you talk about the omnipresence of God, it's because everywhere wind is, God is there. Are you getting it? And wind speaks. All that God created, either animate or inanimate, they have voices. There are, as it may be, many voices. And none of them is without signification. That's what the Bible says. You don't know. Read your Bible well. There are many voices. There's the voice of the thunder. There's the voice of lightnings. There's the voice of the wind. And that's who God is. When you were born again, the Bible says, he that is born of the flesh is flesh. He that is born of the spirit is spirit. That means, he that is born of the wind is a wind. Because that's why the next verse says that the wind blowest where it listeth, verse 8. And no man knoweth where it's coming from or where it's going to. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So that you are born of the Spirit means that you have come to a realm that you are untouchable. Are you following me now? A spirit is a wind. And that's who God is. God is a spirit. And they that must worship him in the flesh.
Spirit.
How should they worship him?
In spirit.
Because the only acceptable worship is a spiritual worship. It does not stem from the spirit realm. It's not acceptable before Abba. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, right? Speaking and making melodies in your hearts to the Lord and spiritual what? Songs. They are not secular, they are spiritual. That's the acceptable worship. When you begin to release them, the source of that worship will begin to download realities into you.
Why? Because the sound that you are picking is from that source. And that source is a spirit. And so spirit will communicate spirit realities. Why? Because you are picking a sound from their source. And the same applies to the secular world. You can pick a sound from the devil and he powers you with his reality. Do you know the funny thing about the wind? The wind looks subtle but powerful. You know, sometimes the wind blows to you and you enjoy fresh wind, right? But there's a point that the wind will get to that the wind becomes solid. If you apply a law to the wind becomes solid. And it's the law of speed. If you are driving and you are speeding, you are accelerating, you will discover that the wind becomes solid gradually. You don't understand, don't worry. It becomes what? It can even begin to pull your hand. Is that true? That's what looks subtle. It looks minute. That doesn't have any effect. But a point we get to, we get to a point that it becomes solid. So when God represents the believer as a wind, he knows what he's talking about. It's not a joke. There are two sides to you. Amen?
Amen.
There's the minute side of you. I'm trying to say that there is the offensive side of you and there's also the defensive side of you. I was speaking to some persons. I said, a time will come that when you see some situation lasting beyond normal, you become offensive. A man of God was saying to me that he's been trusting God for the transfer, yes, the transfer of his wife from one place to the other so that they could be together, and that had lasted for 5 years. And a night came that he was angry. I said, what's happening? A force must be behind this. And so he locked up himself in a room. And they began to speak baritonic tongues. He said that day, there were tongues that he spoke that he had never heard himself speak before. A week after he prayed, the transfer they held for 5 years was released. There are things that if you begin to look at them in your life, say, I'm still young, you know. The age is still on my side. You will grow old. You see men who are riding bicycle at 80. Are you following me? If you don't take your life seriously now, I tell you that you are joking with your destiny. That's why you must understand the language of the spirit. You must know how spirits communicate and how you can communicate with spirit. Why? Because this is where you were admitted into. You were admitted into the realm of the spirit. You are not just admitted there. You became a spirit at new birth. In the order of the believer. Are you with me now? And that you became a spirit. Your life must begin to be regulated by the spirit. You don't live carelessly. You don't live by chance. You live by the order of the immortals. You don't live carelessly. Some of you take decision anyhow. Say, God will join me later. Let me start it first. Along the line, God will come and join me. Whatever God doesn't begin, it doesn't finish. Are you following me now? He may come to rescue you, but if he has not begun it, he will not finish it. Because he protects his name. He's jealous about his name. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So if you are the beginning, he will not be... You don't understand. Because you have not become the beginning. That means you are trying to bear name with God. Say, God, wait. You will join me in this agenda later. And many of us, my God, let me begin to wrap up. Okay, by the time we come next meeting, I will show you two kind of life that exists simultaneously within the believer. I will show you that. I don't have time for that today. Because we need to wrap up. The two kinds of life that operate simultaneously within the believer. You see, what I'm teaching you, if you put them to heart and you are practicing this life, you will see the supernatural become your nativity. It becomes your lifestyle. There are things that happen to you, not be surprised anymore. Why? Because you are living in that reality. When things happen, you begin to rise and say, Lord, this is not your desire for my family. This is not your desire for my life. And by the spirit agent that you are, you begin to speak. Communicate the language of the spirit. And you see things take a turn when you persist. Not your kind of prayer that prays today and you are tired. Say, God didn't come, I won't pray again. Amen. You notice that thing that you left is still your solution. Amen. Some people say that I will not pray again. You don't argue with them. Nobody will force you to come back to the place of prayer. Because that's your only hope. Are you following me? You know, there are things that you don't know by experience. When you begin to come into some experiences, you understand that that's why the Bible says it. Men ought always to pray. You see, the way God designed men is that men should pray. That's the natural configuration of a man. That a man should pray. Have you heard an Abba say Jesus before? When situations arise, the Abba will say, ah, Jesus. Atheists are saying there's no God and they're arguing about God. Isn't that stupidity? If something does not exist, you don't talk about it. But they are trying to defend it. That means the person you are defending is existing. You are not getting it. A point comes that they face the situation and say, God, help me. Are you following me? You see, listen. The natural man was wired to worship. The natural man. Notice I didn't say a spiritual man. The natural man. So everybody is worshiping something. You can't be in the middle. There's something that you are worshiping. A time came when Moses was caught up in the realm of the spirit. And it has been lingering too long. That the people needed to worship. And there was nothing to worship. They had to compel Aaron. I said, you know what? Our definition, our reality is to worship. But now we are not seeing what to worship. We are not seeing a God. We are not seeing Moses. We are not seeing nothing. And they said to Aaron, make a God for us. And so Aaron took all their jewelry And he molded them together. And he became a God. And they began to worship. Because it was given for them to worship something. No man is a vacuum. If there's nothing inhabiting you, you are not existing. There's something that must be in you. It's either it's the devil or it's God. You are not empty, sir. Something. You see, it says, if a spirit leaves a place, right, and it goes back there after 7 days, and he notices that the place that he left is empty, he says he will go and, after many days, he will go and call other spirits, right, and the end of that man will be worse than the beginning. Because no man is a vacuum. Something must fill you. That's why if you are not full of the spirit, you'll be full of the flesh. That's why the believer must be filled with the spirit. Must be filled with the spirit. Every day of your life, you are given that inroad for the Holy Ghost to fill you. Fill me up. Till I overflow, I want to
over. I want to run over.
Hallelujah. Let me close. Let me close now. Are you blessed already? Thank you, precious Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We have to close exactly by 12. At least for the month of April and May. By June, we can close anytime, but we will not take your time. Okay? Because we understand the situation of Lagos. And so we want people to come here and get back to your various destinations very early. Alright? And we've been achieving that in a couple of... You know, before, when we come for Menorah, sometimes I get home to 8, to 9. I'm surprised that now, I get home past 3. Amen? So that's progress. We are advancing. Amen? Are you also enjoying it? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So I said I was ministering in Abeokuta yesterday, so I saw some of the brethren in Abeokuta. So that's why we couldn't see some of our brethren here. Unilag, they're having their examination. And they write exams on Saturdays as well. But we thank you all. Thank you for your sacrifices. All the brethren from Lasfotech, from Yabatech, everyone from everywhere that you came from, the Lord, we honor you all.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want to say that we love you and we appreciate you. Thank you for coming around. If you want to clap, clap better. You don't want to be a lone ranger. So that they will not say it's only me clapping. Amen. So I want to say personally that I love you. Menorah family, we love you. And we appreciate you. Thank you for loving me. I love you. I love you. Amongst all, I love you. Because he's the only one who spoke. Amen. God bless you, my brother. I love you so much. In Jesus' name.
We believe you have been greatly blessed. To connect with us more, follow us on our social media platforms at Menorah SOS on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also join us live every first and last Saturday of the month on Facebook and MixLR at Menorah-SOS. Thank you for listening.